the wishbone.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you do? What do they do with that when you get it?
Oh, they makes a wish on it.
And then what?
And breaks it.
How does it work? I mean, what, who wins?
They pulls it apart. The one that get the biggest part, that's the one that's supposed to get the wish.
And it never comes true.
Okay, do you have a name for like the inside parts of a chicken that you eat, like the liver, the heart, the anus, things like that? Do you have a name for all those together?
Do we have a name for them?
Yeah, you ever heard that called, all of those things called one thing?
The inside of the chicken, all I know.
Okay. How about the inside parts of a pig? Like the part that people sometimes put sausage in. Yeah.
You talking about his intestine?
Yeah, what do they call that?
Oh, I don't know. All I know, the chitlin.
Okay.
It looks good.
Okay, if it's time to go feed the stock and do the chores, you say it's what?
It's time to do your chores in farm language.
Okay. And just keep in mind, a lot of these questions are farm questions, and they'll get away from them a little bit. You know how someone might call a cow in from a pasture? You ever heard anybody do that?
No.
Okay. How about a calf?
No.
Okay. How about if someone's plowing, you know what they do to make a mule go right or left?
And they holler, G mule? That's all I know.
Okay, do you know which one the G means?
No.
Okay. Do you know what it means to... Okay. The G is one. No, G is one of them. I just wanted to...
G.
G to the right.
Hall,
but I didn't know what they mean.
Okay. How about, you ever heard anybody call any horses to get them in from pasture? Okay. What do you say to a horse, if you're riding a horse and you want him to start running, what do you say?
Giddy up.
Okay. And if you want him to stop?
Whoa, boy.
How about when you're feeding pigs, how do you call them?
Oh, I heard that just a couple of months ago. Not months. Oh, I can't remember.
How about, do you ever hear any calls to sheep?
No.
How about if you go out to feed the chickens, how would you call them?
How about the... I say, chick, 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 chick.
Okay. And if you had some mules or horses or something like that, before you'd have to do some plowing, you'd have to put what on them?
You would have to put the... Round thing around the neck.
Around their head?
You would have to harness them up.
Okay. And if you were driving a horse and you're in a wagon or something like that, what's those things that you hold in your hand?
The reins.
Okay. And what if you're riding on the back of one of those, what are those things called?
The reins, kind
of. Pardon?
The reins, kind
of. Okay, if you were sitting on the back of them.
Put it over his head. I can't remember.
Okay. What about the things they put their feet in?
Stirrups.
Okay. And if you had two horses on a wagon, what would you call the horse on the left?
The lead horse.
And if something's not right near at hand, you know, like if you want to talk about going Howard Johnson thing, you say it's just a little what?
It's just a little ways off.
Okay. If you've been traveling and you have not finished your journey, you might say that you had a blank before dark. What would you put in that blank?